Where have you come from? How did you travel here? Do you have friends, family, means of support? Can you prove that you have reason to fear immediate danger in your place of origin? Thoroughly tiresome. At last, they issued you with temporary permits to remain in the city and a list of appointments to attend in the coming days, to apply for your identity cards, to request help with subsistence and accommodation, to make sure we didn't lose track of you. By the time they let you go, you must have been hungry, thirsty, and aggrieved. I know, I would have been. But neither of you showed it. Now, you might think this wasn't much to go on, but I've learned to trust my intuitions, and I could tell that you and Nicholas were going to need my help. I realize this is all very inconvenient, and I appreciate your patience. You can't imagine what involvement he might have with Communion Town, but that's all right. We'll get there. Would you like a glass of water before we continue? You need only say the word. Everything now is strange and uncertain, Ulia. I understand this. I really do. But keep in mind that you and I can help each other, if we choose. For what it's worth, I think you did just about everything you could. You tried gallantly to hold it together, but there were certain aspects of your life in the city that you could not have foreseen. It's always clearer in retrospect. Think of the first time you walked into the apartment you'd been assigned out in that half-empty tower block in Sludge's Liberty. I'll admit it wasn't everything you might have wished for, with the stains on the ceiling and the smell of blocked drains. There was no furniture. Nicholas prodded with his toe at the great chrysalis of ripped-out carpet lying in the middle of the room, then gave it a kick, releasing an odor of damp. You were uneasy, of course, seeing the reticence he had preserved so well at the terminus already beginning to come apart. You had an inkling he would need to exercise more self-control in the future. I have to say I agreed. Yes, I was there with you, at least in the sense that matters most. I'm good at not being seen, and in my job, locked doors aren't a problem. What could you do? You were concerned about him, naturally, but you had your own adjustments to make, as every newcomer must. Nowhere is exactly as you think it's going to be, and when you settle in a strange city, you soon find out there's more to learn than you suspected. You know what I'm getting at. You remember it. The day you saw your first monster. You'd been at the agency all day trying to see someone about your claim. You'd reported at 9 a.m. sharp, as instructed, then queued until 4 in the afternoon to have an irritable clerk glance over your documents. Afterwards, you crossed town to the depot in Glory Part, where you queued again to redeem your food stamps. Then, burdened with cans of preserved meat and UHT milk, you rode the city metro west to the end of the line and a 40-minute walk through Sludge's Liberty. They have an unfortunate reputation, those banlieues where the old streets are overshadowed by never-completed tower blocks stalled midway through the process of being torn down. Most people I know wouldn't venture out that way. On your route home stood one half-demolished high-rise with the open sockets of bedrooms and bathrooms visible from down in the street. Another tower, still whole, was trussed up in scaffolding, and the wind sang through the structure of metal poles, wanting to fling pieces down at you. You walked by vacant lots behind chain-link fencing and under the arterial flyover. You passed a cherry tree in blossom, and an off-license like a bunker locked down with steel shutters. You skirted a rubblescape where mechanical diggers scraped the ground, and a builder in a fluorescent jacket trudged along with a hod on his shoulder, while another picked his way over heaps of bricks, slowly and helplessly, as if it were the wreck of his own house. Three more sat in a circle, like practitioners of some ancient folk industry, using hand tools to chip mortar off bricks. You did notice these things, didn't you, on your daily trek through the outskirts? It's important we pay attention to the details, because I want to understand what it was like for you in those first days and weeks. I want you to persuade me.